Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Hello, dear listener. My name is Luke, and I'm one of the office buds here at the Hawk and Cleaver Studios. And I'm here to welcome you to a very special episode, no, series, of The Other Stories. If you've listened to The Other Stories for any length of time, then you'll know that we put out a lot of stories, over 400 episodes now. And every now and again, a story manages to catch something. It resonates with the listeners a little bit more than the others. Whether that's the story of Daniel Johnson, or Old Nobly, or the story of a guy who is questioning whether he should kill himself or have a cup of coffee, or whether that's Bulletproof, the story of an immortal girl working at the Callahan Brothers Space Circus. Yeah, this story, we hear about it from the listeners quite often, and we wanted to do something special for it. So we've brought back the creative duo of writer Joanne Askew and narrator Eric Ventura to bring us new stories from the world of Bulletproof, and we're putting it all together into one short mini-series. So this week we've got two remastered episodes of Bulletproof culminating in a third brand new story, and there may just be more to come just over the horizon. So to welcome this mini-series, I managed to grab the creative duo. I managed to speak through the power of time-dilating space worm tubes to both Erica and Joanne about their work in the series. Erica, who are you?
I am Erica Ventura. I am a mother, a narrator, an artist, and an animal husbandry technician, which means I work with research animals.
How did you get started narrating?
I got started narrating after listening, basically. I was listening to podcasts, specifically horror podcasts, and I started listening to the other stories, and I really enjoyed it. And they said that they needed more female narrators, so I took my shot. And I've been here ever since, and I love doing it.
Any special tips or tricks for newbies who want to start narrating themselves?
I would say please do invest in a good microphone. Another great tip is don't be afraid to ask questions of people that have experience with this.
And what draws you to the character of Audrey, and why will everybody in the world fall in love with her?
Personally, what draws me to the character of Audrey is her pain. There's a lot of pain and darkness. And on the other side of that is just her need to be loved. She just wants to be loved. She's had this awful, horrible life. She had a horrible father, you know, and then every time she finds something, it's taken away from her. So she's on this journey to just find something. I think everybody will fall in love with her because she's a badass, and also she's strong and she's powerful, and she says what she thinks, she loves very deeply and hates very deeply as well, but that's trauma for you. She's a fighter. She never gives up. And yes, you know, there's a lot of darkness and revenge and a lot of pain and sadness and grief that she has, but she's always trying to find love. She's always trying to hold on to love. It just keeps kind of slipping away from her. Everybody is going to be rooting for her. Everybody's going to want her to find happiness in the end. Because really, who are we but monsters who just want to be loved?
Joanne, who are you?
Hi, I'm Joanne Askew. I'm a horror and sci-fi writer, singer-songwriter, and woman.
And how did you get started writing?
So I've always written as a way of understanding my own emotions and what's going on inside my heart and my head. But it all kind of changed in 2019. I realised I was kind of putting all my emotional creative energy into my day job. And the day job, because it's not worth it. You're not your day job. And that kind of occurred to me then. I took a step back. I took a lower role. I wasn't a manager anymore, but it gave me this headspace to go other places, write books, write short stories, write more songs. And I'm just so glad that I did that.
Any tips or tricks for newbie authors?
So I think my top tip for new writers would be to just take every opportunity you see. Every opportunity that matches you or matches your writing, go for it. You know, you won't get acceptances if you don't submit. So keep submitting. It's so important. Don't give up and just grab every opportunity like it is a giant puppy and you just want to snuggle it.
And can you tell us where Audrey came from and what the plans are for the future of the Bulletproof story?
So I think with Bulletproof and Audrey in particular, she came from a place of admiring women and admiring the trauma that women go through day-to-day lives. And I think that it's quite unseen just how much trauma women just go through. I think there's a part of me that always wanted to be one of those people that could bounce back from anything. And that's where Audrey came from, because she literally, physically can bounce back from anything. And I think the audience kind of gave me that realization that Audrey wasn't just a face in 2,000 words. Audrey had this potential to be as vast as space where she lived. And for that reason, her story carried on and her story will carry on. And I am working on some new stuff for Bulletproof. And we'll see, because I just feel like Audrey needs her salvation. She needs to get what she wants for once, and I want to give her that in the next installment of Bulletproof.
So thanks very much to both Erica and Joanne for answering those questions for us. If you enjoyed the Bulletproof series, then be sure to get in touch and let us know via our website or any of the Hawk and Cleaver social media channels. If you'd like to write for The Other Stories, head over to theotherstories.net/submissions. And be sure to join the free Facebook group where we hold writing exercises and competitions and have movie clubs and chat about all sorts of nonsense over at facebook.com/groups/Hawk and Cleaver. So, until next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping
and 365-day returns.